At the end, of this week's parsha, the end of Parsha Tazinu, Moshe Rabbeinu is told in a final tzivui, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe be'etzem hayom hazeh le'mor, alei al har avarim hazeh har nevo asher be'eretz Moab asher al pnei yerecho, urei at eretz Kanan asher ani noten levnei Yisrael la'achuza, umus bahar asher ato ole hashama ve'yosef al amecha. He's told that he should climb har nevo, and that is where he's going to pass away, that's where he's going to die. And the Torah prefaces this command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the word Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe be'etzem hayom hazeh le'mor. In the middle of this day. And Rashi makes the following comment. B'shlosha mekomos ne'mar be'etzem hayom hazeh. There are three different places that the Torah says be'etzem hayom hazeh. Ne'mar b'noach. By Noach it says, Be'etzem hayom hazeh, Noach went into the Teva. And it says it by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Be'etzem hayom hazeh, Yitzias Hashem es b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. And it says it over here by Moshe Rabbeinu, Be'etzem hayom hazeh, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go to Har Nevo and is going to pass away. What do these three things have in common? And Rashi, quoting Chazal, explains as follows. In each case, there were people, many people, who said this is not going to happen. We're going to defy what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said would happen. And there were people in the time of Noach who said, Noach is building a teva 120 years, we're never going to let him get into that teva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, really? Let's see. He's not going to sneak into the cave in the middle of the night when no one's around. He's going to go in the middle of the day. Let's see if you're going to be able to stop it. The Egyptians said, no way we're going to let B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. No way. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, they're not going out in the middle of the night. Remember, Paro b'pajamas bem tzalayla? He says, you can leave. And Moshe says, no. We're going out in the middle of the day. Let's see who's going to stop us. And similarly with Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says, Afkan b'mitatosha Moshe ne'ma betzam ayom hazeh. If Yishaha Yisrael omrim b'kach v'kach, g'mono margishim bo, if we see that he's going to die, ein ono manichim oto, we're not going to let it happen. Adam shol tzionu mi Mitzrayim v'kara lanu et hayam, v'horid lanu et haman, v'higiz lanu et haslav, v'halal lanu et habe'er, v'natan lanu et haTorah. We can't let Moshe leave. Einanu manichim oto. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, really? Let's see what happens. It's going to happen in the middle of the day. Rav Nevinson comes along and asks a very simple question. I can understand why the people in the Dor HaMabul thought they could stop Moshe, they could stop Noah from entering the Teva. I can understand why the Egyptians thought that they can block B'nai Israel's exit from leaving the tribe. But how did B'nai Israel think that they were going to prevent Moshe from dying? What exactly were they going to do to prevent Moshe Rabbeinu from dying? We're not going to let it happen. What are you going to do? So he suggests two answers. Answer number one, based on the Or HaChaim, that they said Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he's going to die on the top of Har Nevo. So what are we going to do? We won't let him climb Har Nevo. And that's how we're going to prevent him from dying. Because he's only supposed to die if he goes on Har Nevo. We just won't let him climb the mountain. Rav Levinson said, he heard another answer, another explanation from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zatzal, the Mira Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Chaim said, you know, Bnei Yisrael, we're going to stop Moshe Rabbeinu from dying. They were going to daven. And they were going to daven like they've never davened before. And Bnei Yisrael understood something. That the koach hatfila is so powerful that it has the ability to remove gzeira from HaKadosh Baruch. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And he davened to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu davened v'etchanon. The Farshim say that he davened the Gematria of Etchanan, 515 tefillos he davened. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I heard everything you had to say. Al Tosef Dabe Elai Ol B'davar Zeh, I don't want you to daven anymore. The Farshim explained, do you know what would have happened if Moshe Rabbeinu would have davened one more time? 516 and not 515? HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have relented and would have led it in Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really doesn't want this to happen. That it's not good for Bnei Yisrael. And therefore he didn't daven that 516th time. But had he done it, it would have torn up the Gzardin. Bnei Yisrael understood the koach hatfila can tear up a Gzardin. And they were right. But it was only in this one case HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an exception and he said, here it's not going to work. Here I'm going to take Moshe Rabbeinu up at Etzem HaYom Hazeh. This one exception, the tefillos won't work. But we have to understand the koach hatfila. We don't appreciate the koach hatfila. So many times you hear stories about people who are in the hospital and the doctors have given up all hope. And the person recovers. And he asks the doctors why, and they say, it's a medical miracle. It's only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You read stories that somebody comes into the hospital and they're in critical condition and the doctors don't give any hope. But they'll turn to the person and say, you look like a religious person. Pray. It's the only thing that can save. And they're not necessarily religious people. But they realize, they've seen it. Tefillah is unbelievably powerful. It can do a tremendous amount. And that's true all the time. Every day of the year, every hour of the day. Tefillah is tremendously powerful. But it's even more potent. And more necessary right now. We're at the midst, we're past the halfway point. The Aseres Yemei Teshuva. There are 3 days left. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Teshuva, Af al pi shehatshuva v'hatzaaka yafeh le'olam. Doing tshuva and sa'aka, crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, davening, is good all the time. Ba'asara hayamim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim hu yafeh biyoter u'mitkabelet hi miyad. It's even more powerful during these 10 days. During Aseret Yemei Teshuva, tefillah, it's like double. Whatever you could do the rest of the year, you can do double in Aseret Yemei Teshuva. You can tear up a Gezar Din. You can change for the better so much. But you have to take advantage of it. You have to daf. But it can't be misafa v'lachutz. It can't be just to mumble words. The tefillah has to come from within. But when it comes from within, it can do so much. But there's another reason why tefillah is so important right now. Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Yafe tza'aka la'adam ben kodem gzardin ben la'achar gzardin. You can daven before the gzardin is issued. You can daven after the gzardin is issued. Avinu malkeinu kra roa gzardineinu. Even after the gzardin is issued, you can daven. But you have to understand something. After the gzardin, it's much harder. It's much harder to tear up a gzardin than it is to prevent a gzardin from happening. The Medrash tells us that when Bnei Yisrael were sent into Golus after Churban Bayis Rishon, and they were in Bavel, and they were crying, Yirmiyahu HaNavi came to them and was crying with them, and he said, but I want you to understand something. You're crying now bitter tears. Had you cried once before the Churban, you wouldn't be here in Golus. But you let the Gzar Din be issued. Now it's much harder. Before Yom Kippur, the Ksiva has taken place, but the Chasima hasn't taken place. Gzar Din has not been finalized. You can daven after Yom Kippur, but it's much, much harder to change the Gzar Din. Right now, it's easier. It's not easy, but it's easier. And we have that ability. We need to take advantage of it. But there's something that I think is equally important, and maybe even more so, even more important, about the Koach HaTefillah. Can change the din, can turn bad tidings into good tidings, but it also can achieve something else. And in order to understand what else it can achieve, you have to go back to last week's parsha, to Parshat Vayelech. And in order to understand last week's parsha Vayelech, I have to tell you a story. It's a mashal story, not necessarily a true story. There was a man who was walking along, and he sees a boy who's crying. So he asks him, why is he crying? So he said, well, I was playing with my friends. What were you playing? We were playing hide and go seek. What were you doing? He says, I was hiding. So why are you crying? Your friends find you right away? No. They didn't find me. So the man smiles and he says, so they didn't find you. So why are you crying? And the boy says, because they didn't come looking for me. They're supposed to look for me, and they didn't look for me. And that's why the boy was crying. Parshat Vayelech. Moshe Rabbeinu is informed by a Kadosh Baruch Hu of bitter tidings. Vayomer Hashem in Pasuk Tadzayin, Vayomer Hashem Moshe in Chashochi v'mavosecha v'kama ha'om hazeh v'zon acharei Elohei nechar ha'aretz v'shohu v'shama b'kibo v'azavani v'ferz b'si asher karati tol. I want you to know, Moshe Rabbeinu, that after you die, at some point, B'nai Yisrael are going to be over at Avodah Zarah. V'charap yivro v'yomahu, and I'm going to be angry at them, Vazavtim v'starti fanai mehem, and I will hide my face from them. Vayalechol umitzau rabos rabos v'tzaros, and they will suffer great calamities. V'yamar bayom hahu halo al ki'en alokai b'kirbi mitzoni araos ha'ela. And they will say, you know why this is happening? Because our God isn't in our midst. That's why we're suffering. And the Bsham Shem Rafael Hirsch points out that they're making a mistake. They were wrong. It's not true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't in their midst. The very next pasuk emphasizes, V'anochi haster astir panai bayom ahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. He never left. But he was hiding. It was a time of hester pan. And he was hiding his face. But Bnei Yisrael said, no, he left us. And it's not a simple difference. You see, if you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned you, then it's a lost cause. What are you supposed to do? It's too late. There's nothing left for me to do. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only hiding, if it's only Hester Panim, then of course there's something for you to do. If he's hiding, then go seek. Look for him. And when a person is hiding in hide and go seek, he wants people to search for him. He wants to be found. Because if he didn't want to be found, he would have left. But if he's only hiding, he wants to be sought after. And he wants to be discovered. If we don't go searching, imagine the lost opportunity that we had. And imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pain. I was only hiding. And they didn't come to search me out. They didn't come looking for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a relationship with us. If not, he would have left us a long time ago. But he's never left. He's hiding. And yes, when he's hiding, there are tragedies and there are calamities. And there are very difficult times. But he's only hiding. So go search for him. And how do you search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You daven. You open up your heart. And you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you start a monologue that becomes a dialogue. And you seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu through prayer, through tefillah. Vikashta Misha. That's how you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the moment we do that, the moment we really go looking for him, we'll find him. When the Kotzk Rebbe, the Menachem Mendel of Kotzk, was a young child prodigy, they brought him to the great Hasidic Rebbe, Simcha Bunim from Pshischa. And the Rebbe, Rabunim, turned to little Menachem Mendel and he said to him, says to me, tell me, young boy, where can you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Rebbe said, no. Tell me, where can you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech HaLaretz Kivodo. Maybe he started singing Uncle Moshe, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. So Rebbe Rabunim said, no. So finally, little Menachem Mendel waited for the Rebbe to say, and he says, "No." So where can you find a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And Rabbunim said, "You can find a Kadosh Baruch Hu wherever you let him in. If you let him in, he comes. If you open up your heart, he comes. If you daven with kavana and you want a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, he comes. But if you don't go looking for him, then there's Hester Panim." And it's a lose-lose situation. We lose, Kavyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu loses. Because not only do we need him, he wants us. He wants that relationship. There's a piyut that we say on Yom Kippur, at least the Ashkenazi custom to say on Yom Kippur a number of times during davening. They always find it to be one of the most moving piyutim. They usually sing it in shuls, different than good. But it starts off, Kiyanu Amecha. And we describe a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiyanu Amecha, Vata Elokeinu, Anu Vanecha, Vata Avinu, Anu Tzonecha, Vata Roenu, Anu Karmecha, Vata Notreinu, Anu Rayasecha, Yata Dodeinu. The relationship is that of Shir HaShirim, of a love relationship between the Raya and the Dod. That's what it's all about. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And that's what we can achieve. We can achieve. It's all possible. It all depends on us. We can do that on a national level. And we can do that on a personal level. We have 72 hours, a little bit less. 72 hours where a tefillot can be so potent, so powerful, can achieve so much, can change our future, and it can affect are present. And it can make a difference of a lifetime. Let's make sure that we take full advantage of this amazing opportunity.